It's Nordjork Arts 10th anniversary. Nordjork Arts is celebrating a decade filled with tremendous growth, strain, and success for the organization. With hundreds of programs produced, artists hired, partnerships formed, relationships built, and community members served. So, how did Nordjork Arts become what it is today? Join us as we talk to 10 of NYS most influential supporters to learn the story of our organization. We are so excited to share this milestone with you. Here, our host, Julian Carvajal.
Hello everyone, I am here today with Aitak Sorahitala. Aitak, a dear member of the community, welcome and thank you so much for being here today with us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us who you are?
Sure. Is it a philosophical...
any way you want to, it can be in a creative way, philosophical, even though we don't have more than 15 minutes, but...
Yeah, actually, if I want to answer it philosophical, I have to say I'm just a human being. that's it. But in real life, not existential life, I am a visual artist working dominantly with clay, other materials like video, photography, installations. The other identities that I have are immigrant. I am an immigrant. I'm an art administrator, an art educator, art advocate, and PhD student at York University researching about public art, and a mother-to-be.
Congratulations! This is amazing! This beautiful baby is going to have a wonderful family full of creative people around. This creature is amazing! It's amazing! I'm very happy for you. Actually, I had the opportunity to meet Aitak many years ago when she first came to Toronto, and it was amazing. So I'm very happy to see you all these years in different roles in the art sectors as well, and especially with the newcomer artists, because you have done an amazing job. So I just want to congratulate you for that. And another question is, what is your connection with North York Arts?
Well, I have a lot of connections. North York was sort of, we landed in Richmond Hill, but we lived there very shortly. And then we moved to North York. And so I can tell that North York is my first home in Canada. And we lived there for almost 3 years. So I love North York. I loved Doris Avenue that we used to live. And of course, the former Toronto Center for the Performing Arts, because that was the first place that I went for the art events. We had a lot of great events, festivals, collaboration, NYA. Also, North York, as you mentioned, is an Iranian community place. I don't live there anymore, but I still have a lot of strong connections.
So how did you become part of the NYA family?
Well, I remember, I think it was in 2015, that they had a symposium with Neighborhood Arts Network. It was kind of an art jam, 2 or 3 days festival and talks and art show and everything. That was lovely. My husband and I both participated in that. We went to different workshops. There was the place that I got connected with other artists and art workers and NYA staff.
Aitak, as a newcomer artist, how welcome did you feel by North York Arts?
Very, very well welcomed. As I mentioned, the staff was always friendly, kind, and I connected with them right away when I saw them. I shared my ideas with them. I spoke with the former employee, namely Eli. Eli now is the chair of AIRSA, my organization, but we got connected in that place first. I even curated an exhibition, and the participants were immigrant artists who celebrate Nowruz or the first day of spring as their new year or any kind of festival. And that was a great experience there, working with staff members and the place. That was fantastic.
So, Aitak, I have known you for a couple of years, and I know that you go for it. You know, when you aim something, you just go for that. And you know, this is about celebrating the organization, but it's also about reflecting upon our future as well. So I totally understand there are many needs for the newcomer communities here in the city. So what do you think are the needs of newcomers that we need to address in the future as a local art service organization?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. You know, in ERSA, my organization, we constantly assess the needs of newcomers, specifically the new members. So we try to keep updating ourselves and educating ourselves. But the thing, that one matter that shows up, comes up every time is connection. By connection, I mean connection with people, connection with spaces, with events, even sense of belonging. So when a newcomer comes to Canada and settles somewhere, for example, in North York, they need to see kind of their culture, representation, public art, or events that is going to connect people with the background and with the place that they live. I think this connection is the most important thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Noted. Noted, noted. For all of those who are listening, you know, we are very good at listening to our artists, participants. So this feedback, we take it very seriously, even during this podcast, because this is about not only celebrating, but also understanding that we have a responsibility as a local art service organization with the stakeholders, artists, etc., etc. Some other questions, Aitak. What are you hoping to see more in the art scene in the city?
In the city? Public art. More public art, for sure. And diversity in public art. Diversity as a means of gender, different cultures, different languages, and of course, different voices. As a newcomer artist, I would love to be in the art scene, sort of. That's really hard to get in, as you know. And the most barrier I had was the information, like lack of information. So I try to make this organization as a bridge between newcomer artists, or as we say, new Canadian artists, and with the opportunities and the facilities that exist in the city. I would like to see these bridges more, and connections, and more public art in the city.
Thank you for sharing. Aitak, what are your wishes for the next 10 years of North York Arts?
10 years. Well, I would like to see North York Art as a very strong, established art organization, handful of projects and programs for everyone, for newcomers also, and full of community art programs and artist collaborations and organization collaboration, because I think this is important too in the city, to not work in separate islands.
Yes, totally. People, please listen to Aitak. I cannot say much, but yes, it is true. We need to communicate more. You have to listen. We have to open our ears, and especially understanding that there are some power dynamics as well. Totally get it. North York Arts, always trying to engage with newcomers, and we have Second Act program, but yes, we need to do more. So thank you for that reminder. And last question, is there anything that you think makes North York Arts special or unique?
Again, I think the staff members. Because as you mentioned very well, I think they are kind and they are listeners and they are positive thinkers all the time. And I would love to see that more. I would love to connect. I know that I don't live in North York anymore, but I still work with them. So yeah, sharing knowledge and experiences as a new member of the art scene in Toronto. Yeah, I think this is unique in North York Art, making good connections with people.
Aitak, thank you so much for accepting this invitation today. It was lovely and super fun talking to you today.
Thank you for inviting me to this interview.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you can make your donations on our website or through canadahelps.ca.
Thank Thanks for listening. Follow us on our social media and visit our website to learn more about our celebration. Until next time.